Wisconsin is known for producing a lot of products, like cheese, milk, and beer. It's the state's history with the beer industry that made one listener wonder, what happened to Wisconsin's breweries during Prohibition? She reached out to WPR's Wisconsin to find out. Kelly Donovan has the answer.
When the 18th Amendment was passed in 1919, it prohibited the manufacturing, transportation, and sale of intoxicating beverages. But it did not make the possession or consumption of alcohol illegal. The purpose was to decrease the amount of drinking. According to PBS, by the 1850s, the average person in America drank about 7 gallons of alcohol a year. That's about 3 times more than Americans today. This culture of drinking continued up until Prohibition was enacted. Liz Shea of Cross Plains, Wisconsin, became curious about Prohibition after a visit to Potosi Brewing Company, founded in 1852. She couldn't shake her curiosity, so she reached out to Wisconsin to learn more about how breweries operated during the 1920s.
But I was surprised to hear that they actually shut down during Prohibition. They just sort of like switched to maybe a similar product.
Potosi Brewery remained open during Prohibition and switched from producing beer to making non-alcoholic beer. They also started bottling milk that they made on the company's farm in Potosi. Ben Barbera is the director of collections and exhibitions at the Milwaukee County Historical Society. He says some breweries attempted to make what is called near beer. That's the product of making regular beer and then boiling the alcohol out of it.
But it wasn't a particularly successful product.
A lot of customers just didn't like the near beer. So in an effort to stay afloat and make some profit, Barbera says major breweries switched to making other, more profitable products like chocolate bars, chewing gum, processed cheese products, and even snowplows. Breweries also found ways to help customers access alcohol. Historian Jim Drager says some companies switched to malt products to make illegal home brewing possible.
It was not illegal to produce wort. Wort is the cooked down mash of grain that you add yeast to and turn it into alcohol. And it typically came with a caution that said, don't add yeast to this and don't put it in a 50-degree temperature space because it will produce alcohol and that's illegal.
Drager says prior to Prohibition, brewing was the 4th largest industry in Milwaukee. Thousands of people lost their jobs because of Prohibition. And Prohibition didn't just impact local jobs and the economy, but it impacted the culture of people who came to Wisconsin from European countries as well. John Harry is the executive director of the Portage County Historical Society. He argues that Prohibition was an ethnic war on immigrants, mainly from Germany, Ireland, Poland, and Italy. Saloons were regular hotspots for working-class men at the end of a long day and also a place to socialize.
So it wasn't just a party necessarily all the time. It was more of a communal thing that they would do.
Barbera of the Milwaukee County Historical Society says Yankees, who were typically of higher class and Protestant, began demonizing alcohol and viewed drinking as a habit of the lower class.
But, you know, the same people who wanted to limit immigration saw this as a vehicle for sort of enforcing Americanization, acculturation.
After the 21st Amendment ended federal prohibition in 1933, Wisconsin quickly worked to reinstate liquor laws so breweries could once again do what they do best, make beer.
Callie Donovan is a student at UW-Milwaukee and brought us that story on Prohibition. And the story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.